Are you a real estate investor looking to sharpen your skills?
Or a newbie
looking to become one? You're in the right place. Welcome to Where Should I Invest? Real Estate Investing in Canada with your host, Sarah Larby.
You are listening to Where Should I Invest with Sarah Larby. Today we're switching things up a little bit and we are actually speaking to Anash Parayil, who is a co-founder, entrepreneur, who built a software, and we talk about the business journey, the entrepreneurship journey, and what Hailtail is and how it can help real estate investors. Anash is a wealth of knowledge. He's a co-founder, and we actually have been using them as well for building our software. So great tool. And if you are in the real estate business or you're thinking about creating an active business, this could be a great podcast for you. We also talk about some resources that he recommends that we've actually used. We've used a company called Ripen. We talk more about that, but you can get some free interns paid for by the government. Many investors, myself included, we don't love the government, but there are some things that they do and help quite well with. And this program actually worked out quite well for us. We've had about 10 to 15 interns that we've been able to hire through this program. And as a founder and as a business owner, they don't cost you anything. So you'll definitely hear from that. That's definitely something that you may want to do for your active business. And other than that, I would just say check out midtermrentalproperties.com. Go to the events if you are interested in coming out for our networking golf tournament. You do not have to be a golfer. I am not a golfer. We're going to play best ball, but it's going to be an opportunity to network. That is June 13th. And if you are looking for a speed networking event at Hagerty's in Burlington, that is May 9th. So anyways, check out for the latest updates on our events, midtermrentalproperties.com, and then just go to the events page. And very shortly, likely in the next week, we are going live with our new platform. And we've put a lot of effort and work and time building it out. And it's going to continue to get, you know, more and better and progress and all that good stuff. But Midterm Rental Properties has been an active business of mine, as well as Inspire Beach Resort, you know, in addition to all of my real estate transactions and projects that I'm still in different phases of continuing and finishing. But, you know, the active side of things has actually been quite fun and also an opportunity to learn something different. So anyways, I'll talk more about that probably on a future podcast. But for today, we are talking with Anash. And we are going to be hearing about Hailtail and how that program has helped many real estate managers with portfolio management, real estate investors, and it might help you as well. So I hope you guys enjoy the podcast. Don't forget, if you've been listening to this for a while, please don't forget to leave a rating and review. Thank you so much. Anash, welcome to the show. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for having me, Sarah. Glad to be here.
I'm excited to have you. So you're doing a lot of work for us for our midterm rental properties website with all the listings. But before we get into all of that good stuff, maybe share a little bit of who you are and what you do, and we'll go from there.
Sound good. So I'm Anash. I own multiple businesses in real estate. First one is definitely Hailtail, where we build custom branded property management software for mid-sized to large-sized property management companies, investment groups, our real estate professionals who's trying to build a community in real estate. We build customized software for them for their growth and the portfolio. Also, you know, we work closely with a lot of investors in the short term in my other business. But with Hailtail, we're right now all over Canada right now. We're having customers and we're getting our first customer, a few customers in US coming up soon as well. So very excited about the growth that we're getting into and very, very keen that we're able to bring in value to a lot of people who is looking to grow in real estate. My other business is essentially a property management business that we do in GTA. And we also do a property maintenance and cleaning, painting, moving search inspection that we currently do all over Ontario. We're looking to scale all over Canada. But that's essentially my first business I started, which helps me to got into the real estate and started from there. And my other business actually came from all the learnings I took from this business. And I understood the market requirement and then grew into my Hailtail. So that's in a very nutshell that what I am doing today.
All right. Very cool. Now, are you also a real estate investor? Are you investing yourself in deals?
I'm very open to investing right now. I bought my first house when I moved to Canada. I got my first job. And then starting two companies at the same time was definitely an investment for me. So that took a lot of time on me. Now I am definitely testing my waters in commercial investments. That's where I am. And, you know, it's a learning for sure. And it, a lot of people actually, I think when it comes to commercial, want to do it, but then they back out because they think it's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. So I think one of the biggest thing is that when I come to events where like midterm rental events or any other events I go to, I meet a lot of lenders or people who have done it and that, you know, speak to them, get a lot of understanding and waiting for the right opportunity to step in. Maybe as a, you know, we're trying to get a part of a syndicate or whatever it is, but then get my hands on so that get going. And now it's the time that I want to get back and get to real estate and keep growing from there. And I obviously help a lot of people to grow their portfolio. I want to grow from the side as well. So it makes total sense to do it.
Amazing. So you're in the active real estate business with active businesses such as Hailtail. Can I ask how long, you know, you've been in Canada for? How long has it been now?
I've moved to Canada in 2014. So that's when I moved to Montreal for my master's. My background is very different. I used to build airplanes in the past. Yeah. And from there, I've, you know, did my full-time job. And I always knew that I want to get into business because my dad, from what I remember, have always been a business person. I like the flexibility. I like to be my own boss. And, you know, so as an immigrant, you always wanted to have that first step, get to PR. That's your first hurdle that you have passed. So it's there. I still have a passion in aerospace too. It doesn't mean that I wouldn't have a business in that in future. But while I was doing my full-time job, we started helping a lot of people finding rentals, et cetera. That was my initial step in real estate. And from there, it got to a property management company. And then from there, while we've scaled operations, obviously you can relate to it. While you have a lot of properties, how the management and what happens, you know, you end up living inside a business, not on top of a business. And that's where the inception of Hailtail came in, where we understood. I was looking for really a solution where it helps me to scale my business faster because I did not know where I'm losing money, where I'm making money. I know that I'm making money, but I don't know where I'm losing money, et cetera. Or am I really making money? So that's essentially, yeah, from the start to where I am today.
All right. Very cool. I love entrepreneurship. I believe, you know, we're serial entrepreneurs, many of us, even real estate investors, right? That's still a business and it's still thinking outside the box. You know, you're not an employee, you're creating something, which is awesome. You know, but now you've got an active business. Midterm Rental Properties is an active business. Inspire Beach Resort, which is my little boutique resort, is an active business. Still in the real estate realm, but you know, there's other parts and components to it and there's other challenges, right? So what are some of the, you know, the challenges that you said, you know, maybe somebody on, you know, listening to this could hear and maybe learn from as you were going from being an employee and working for someone else to working for yourself and building businesses and companies? What are some of the challenges that you face and what advice can you provide?
Yeah. So I think I have a business gene inside me. So always getting into business was the thing for me. But when I started Hailtail, it's a software business. It's a technical tech business. Mm-hmm. And I had no experience in tech. And that itself stops a lot of people. Like, I have no experience. I might be a business, but do I want to get a tech business? I don't know how to grow and scale that. My number one advice that it is some one mistake that I've always been doing. Like, I aim for perfection right in the beginning, which would stop you or slow you down. It's not going to get you anywhere. So start crappy, start doing things and then improve from there. If you just start trying to look for perfection, it's only going to slow you and it's not going to get to the universe. So that's what the number one thing I would do. And I can tell for a lot of people that I know and within my network is going to be, you know, there are people who move here, they have that initial hurdle and they cannot, you know, go further from there, right? Mm-hmm. So coming in the way, but you know, for them, that getting the initial step to have that stability in the country that we recently moved to is the first step. And then comes to the next business side and then how to scale it. So it's a journey I can relate to with a lot of people.
For sure. So just going and then adapting as you go along, not being a perfectionist. But there's lots of moving parts, right? Because then you have, like, how do you take, because I think many people here have an idea and they want to find ways to make more cash flow. They want to find ways to make more money. They maybe, you know, have a handful of real estate deals already done, but they want to create additional cash flow. You know, what are some of the things that like somebody needs to be mindful of? Like, what are the different parts of your business that you had to pay attention to? I'm thinking like there's marketing and sales, there's, you know, the whole tech piece. Like, you know, walk us through some of what you went through as you were really building this company.
Yeah. So some of the initial first thing that I started doing was, you know, one of the things when we built the software, we didn't know where to start and we started outsourcing it. And I think we need to learn the initial, some basics of it before you get into something so that you have a control of the command of things that you're doing. May that be marketing, may that be tech, may that be anything. So if you can do it and prove it in a certain level, first of all, and then you tell some other person that, okay, this is what I wanted, but I wanted to be better. When you hire someone, you always want to be someone who's better than you, do not, worse than you, right? I always look for people in my team. I always look for people who are smarter than me rather than who's similar to me. Because if I can be just me, I don't want a duplicate of myself. Is what I kind of, I think it's a key thing to improve your productivity. And if improving your productivity, what happens is that you free up a lot of time. And that's something which I was talking to the other day, that too, like, how can I free up my time? Because my time is all over the place. Having a good schedule, good calendar, good command of your time would help, definitely help you to think, what can I do better rather than just running the same way? Yeah, that's, I was doing that later last year. Like, how can I take a step back? And things are going well right now, but I need to improve my cash flow. I need to improve my productivity. I need to grow faster. What do I need to do for that? I need time. And that's why I'm starting backwards. Okay, this is what I need to clear my time. And I think for me, it has been a game changer for me and focusing on myself. I would say a lot of people get busy with business. Mm-hmm. And we forget about ourselves. We forget about our mental health and how are you taking care of yourself? Are you working out? Are you taking time to disconnect? Be you happy with your family, et cetera? Altogether, it really helps in how your productivity improves, according to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, did you also hire staff, delegates, and hire and to help you with additional time and just focusing on you and on the business, I'm sure, as well, rather than being so in
right.
the You know, what types of roles do you have on your team if you have, unless it's you and Roshan, your business partner, doing everything?
No, we have a team of 10 so far, actually 10, and we have a bunch of interns. Every single person that is in the team that we have, we almost start with an internship level. That's a good way to get to know who you're working with. What's your capabilities? Are they being proactive? Do they just do what you tell, or do you do one step ahead of us? And those are the kind of people that you always want to start with. So that's what we look for. I work with a lot of students here in Ontario or BC through a program called Ripen. It's a great platform for entrepreneurs to, get people. And then once we know that they're not just people who think, okay, I'm not just here to do 9 to 5 to do this particular job, but I can do other things, I can explore. That mindset is I kind of invest in, and then we kind of go from there. So we have, to answer your question, very straightforward. We have tech team, we have people in marketing. I'm trying to build a sales team around me as well, because it's time that we want to grow that way too. So that's where we are right now.
And you mentioned Ripen, and I want to add to that because we learned about Ripen from you and Roshan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's spelled, and guys, take note of this. You will want to know about this. It's R-I-2-Y-S. So
R-I-P-E-N.
And you essentially can get students to do, it's 80 hours.
Correct.
The government, we don't utilize the government very often because we're real estate investors and we're, obviously not living with the government. But I would say there are some decent programs that we can actually utilize. And one of those is exactly what you said is Ripen, because these are university students that the government actually pays for, and you can get them in blocks of 80. And I believe it's 20 a year. So if you're incorporated, so it's like, essentially it's like free labor. So you can have somebody that focuses on the social media. And then once those 80 hours are done, they can, I believe like you have them reapply, or you can find somebody else. You can have one person to do this is all virtual stuff. So whatever you would need virtually that a student can potentially do, you can have 20 of them instead of a VA. Like, why not?
It's different ways. So, let's say you have a business here which is related to university or colleges you want to sell. Mm-hmm. You can have a free campus ambassador there. But I got to tell you, it's not valid for real estate agents or brokers. Mm-hmm. For any businesses, any small business, it works. But we're a company that kind of utilizes to its best of it. And I've spoken to the company CEO itself because he knows we're one of the companies who utilize that service quite a lot.
Nice.
And he preached, and there's multiple programs under it too, and it's a great thing for students too. Like, when I was a student, I could tell it was so hard to get the workforce with no local experience in the country. And it's a great opportunity for the students to have their step in the door of a corporate company and then, kind of grow from that real experience.
Well, that's the thing, right? Is they're building real experience before they actually get a real full-time job while they're still in school. So I think we have 5 or 6 right now for midterm rental properties already.
Great.
So our staff has staff. And I'm actively recruiting as well for the resort. So I'm going to have somebody to do the social media, somebody like it could literally be like you could really think anything that you could do online that, able to just pass off because it could be some, and you can work on the business, then why not?
Yep.
And I believe they pay, is it $1,800 or something for the 80?
$1,400 for 80 hours, yes.
And now we're going to take a quick break to hear from one of our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Dahlia, founder of Streetwise Mortgages. If you have a new construction condo or a new construction house that is coming up for closing, you want to pay a close attention to the message that I'm sharing with you today, because I will be sharing with you some exciting news about a new product that will help you tap into the equity of the property on the day of closing. So here's how it works. One of the banks just came up with this new product. It's being introduced to the broker channel exclusively to a small group of brokers, Streetwise included. And the way it works is the following. Let's say you purchased a new construction property at $500,000 and it's appraising today at $600,000. Without this product, if you had gone to a bank or to a lender, other than private lenders, they would have lent you the mortgage based on the lower of the purchase price and the appraised value. So if it's been purchased at $500 and it's worth $600, the bank would have lent you on the $500,000. And let's say you've given the builder $80,000. This means that at the time of closing, you needed to show the lender the remaining $20,000 to make up for the 20% down if it's a rental, and you would have gotten a mortgage for $400,000. Under this new product, here is what it would look like. If it's appraising at $600,000, then the new mortgage would be at $480,000. You've given the builder $80,000, and what's owing to the builder is $420,000, right? So you're getting a $480,000 mortgage. The builder gets $420,000, so you're not going to need to show the lender an additional down payment because the loan covers for that. And then on the day of closing, you're going to get a cashback at the lawyer's office of $60,000. You can then use that cashback to help you with closing costs. Like, a lot of these properties come with HST and you have to upfront the bill before you get a rebate. So this product will help you cover your HST and you may actually walk away with some extra money as well. Great product to consider. 80% loan to value, 30-year amortization and bank rates. So if you've got a new construction property coming up for closing, reach out to us. We're happy to help you tap into this product. Email us at info@streetwisemortgages.com.
And now back to the show.
So the government pays them directly?
Directly. Once we approve them and we're satisfied with the project, that's when they get paid. But yeah. But I should also tell you, there's some people trying to milk the system too, but then I'm very mindful because my thing is that if students coming in, they should do the work, they should be learning something new, and they should be committed. And if that's that, I 100% support them. If not, you know, we got to be responsible too, because government is trusting us for giving away that money.
Of course, of course. And is it a rolling 12 months? Like, the January, does it start again? Or is it like...
They have certain seasons. I think they're... hiring stops at end of March, and then they probably open up again in spring, something like that. So they have all things going on all the time. But so for, I would highly recommend that business do, or that Ripen website to any business out there who's looking to have some extra help, or VA, or you can be creative. However you can be creative, you can be there. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even like content creation, or, you know, like social media is one thing, but it could really be, you know, just helping with like admin stuff and maybe some of the, you know, simple bookkeeping tasks or, you know, some stuff like that. So like, there's tons of opportunity, but I want to say like, it's for businesses. So like, you know, not realtors, like you said, right? And it has to be actual companies that are incorporated.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's like, except realtors, any corporate company, I think the process is first thing you apply as a company to them, they approve you, then you create the job postings and you start looking for people, and you can get into short calls, talk to people. I sometimes do group calls with a bunch of students when there's multiple responses, and we do kind of a Q&A session there and find the smart ones out there and then, you know, go from there. So different. Yeah.
Doing it and, you know, saving your time by putting everybody into like a group.
No matter how short you want to keep it, every call will probably be in 20 minutes. And if you want to do it five people, that's 3 hours of your day gone. So yeah.
All right. No, that's good. I mean, look, that's a great resource. Like we just learned about it, like I mentioned, and we've already got, you know, a handful of them on our teams, and I'm adding more on the other business. So
glad you're using that.
And also, like, if you like them, or if you know a student just and they're in school in a program that's, you know, I believe it was just a registered college or university.
Come again?
It's a registered college or university that they can get approval for, or there are specific ones.
They have different programs, I think, based on the university, based on if they're an international student, they have a different program. If they have a local student, they have different programs based on that. So, but if you're a student, I keep telling them to, if you are looking for experience, go for that. Mm-hmm. And it would help companies too. Like everyone who wanted, they probably want to hire someone, but they might be in a cash crunch not to give an opportunity. So this is a win for both sides.
Definitely is. And you can keep rehiring them, right? If they're good and you want to keep them.
Good. Yeah. 100%. Very
cool. Awesome. So talk to us about Hailtail. Like, how did that come around? How did you decide to create that specific business, and what does it do, and how do you help?
Yeah. So like the inception of Hailtail really starts from my own first business, really, because it was a property management business where we were managing both short-term and long-term. And at that time, we were also involved in a lot of co-living model. That means room rental model in different areas as well. So when we got to quite a decent size portfolio, it was so hard for us to understand where our business is heading to, directing to. We knew when we look at the overall, we use Wave, for example, as our accounting software, but that would only give me an idea about as a portfolio, as end of the financial year, I'm making this money, I'm losing this money. But I know that all my properties have zero vacancy rate or 90% vacancy rate, et cetera. But where am I losing money? Am I spending a lot of extra money? Then am I not charging the homeowners enough money of the maintenance work that we're doing? So we had no control like that. And initially, we went to a few other softwares that's available out there, but did not work really for our model that we do. Because I feel like every business has a unique way of operating the business. May that be, even if you call it property management business, it's a very unique way of managing business. And that was exactly the use case with it. So, you know, the engineer inside me and Roshan came out and we started developing something very simple. Like instead of Excel sheets, we started into something called Airtable, where we started creating forms and started automating one by one. And we always had a real-time example right in front of us, which is our own business, to test it. Before we sold it to anyone else, we tested on our own business. How much time does it save in a week for us? How much money does it really understand? Okay, now it works. Now it's implemented on 2 properties. Now implemented on 10 properties, 20 properties, et cetera. So eventually we understood it started making sense. And then we also, you know, we started with the marketplace model as well, because since we were heavily involved in that, where we should be able to rent out houses and get different people to form as a group and apply in a property, et cetera, because that was our biggest use case. So that's where we started. And from there, we went to the managing element, and then we started automating our own business. And we put together all together into software, and we spoke to a few other people. It made sense to a lot more people. May that be a mid-size or a small-size or a big-size company who's already using different software. They're like, yep, I'm paying for this XYZ. I don't want to name the product, but an XYZ product like Buildium or Yardi, et cetera, using it. But they're paying a huge premium, but probably using a 10% of what that software can offer them. And when they talk about it and we show the use case for them, they were like, 100% it makes sense. And that's a no-brainer for them. So they started switching over from them. That's when we really understood there's a market opportunity here, and we understand that the product fit for sure. And we definitely started talking to people all over Canada right now. So right now we have customers in Alberta, East Coast, and also BC as well, Saskatchewan, and then Ontario for sure. We've been here as well. So that's where we are. And we're definitely talking to a few great people, bigger portfolios in US, which is up and running right now.
Awesome. So what are some of the capabilities, for example, that the software allows somebody that has a, you know, let's say a portfolio of 100 doors, what capabilities does it have?
The first thing I would say is it's 2 things that separate us from anything else is the white labeling part. Like, we make it custom branded as it how you want to be communicating with your customers or your tenants or your renters. That's one thing, the white label part. And second part is the customizability. Like I said, every business is unique. And we're not a software developer company who makes custom software for every single person. But what we do is that we create a general software, and we should be able to plug and play based on how the business requirement is. That's where the real key play comes in, where people find it. Like, maybe 70% of it makes sense to them, but the rest 30%, they don't probably need it. So they don't need to have a lot of empty space, which they don't use it and they don't understand. So that part, and even for you guys, you have a very unique business model compared to any other conventional renting model. So the way you, Aisha, or Liam uses it is very different from the rest of the people. And we're still able to manage over 2,000 to 3,000 properties at this, 2,500 properties at this point in different portfolio with different ranges as well. So that's where it comes in. And even for a smaller business who is looking to grow, I would say somewhere in the 30 to 35 business, we come in because they want to be out, the competition is high up there and they want to look professional. So they should be able to use us to put the branding out there. When they go to investors to start get acquire a new property, they should be able to show how efficiently they are working, how professionally they're doing. At the end of the month, they should be able to send a report of what's happening in the property. These are the things that they should be talking professionally to the investors so they can help them to grow the business faster. That's where we kind of come in. So someone who have figured out the business works great. Someone who's trying to figure out a business, they can use us too. And yeah, I also have a company that was just starting out, who has a portfolio of 9 companies as a property management company. But I can see that those are smart guys. And the reason that we were decided to work with that, I can see how, you know, how well they want to grow and how systematic they are and young folks. And I was like, yep, let's work with, let make it work for you. I'll definitely come in and help you with my expertise of what I've done in property management. And they have a strong vision. And that's where we're kind of helping them to grow.
So, okay. So that's interesting. So basically, you can create what the, so if I was a company or I was a business or I owned a bunch of properties, what, however I want it managed, I mean, I'm sure you have templates, could be, you're saying it can be essentially customized for that person.
Yes. So let's say, let's put it this way. So may that be you have some properties in your Airbnb, some properties in a long-term rental, some properties, let's say you are in a room rental model that, or a duplex, triplex, where you have multiple models there.
Yeah.
And you, the way you calculate the NOI for each property might be different because the renting model is different. But as an overall, you should be able to understand what's happening with the business. So that's why I say the customizability comes in. We have people who are heavily involved in a room rental model as well that we're working with. You have a mid to long-term rental model where your turnover is very different, where some of them are very conventional about, you know, they're at least a year or plus. And they're, you know, the vacancy rate and all these things are very different from how it thinks for you. Offer a room rental model. So that's where the customizers I talk about.
Yeah, to be surprised, I actually don't know how you guys are making money. Because like for us, like as an example, like we've made it super custom, right? And I think this is why it made sense to work with you, because we didn't really fit in any other type of current setup. So we've had many calls over, I think, 2-3 months, and we're launching the platform this week. It looks great. I just saw it last week. But like, you, like, how do you guys make money? Because you've super customized it. And I will tell you, it seems very affordable.
I can tell you two things. The one thing is, you know, we were very mindful about we're not building a custom software only for you, because then you could get dragged sideways in different ways. We're always also making sure when you're putting a request, does that apply to someone who was in your business?
Right. So you've got it created. And then if someone's like, I want something that can do this, you've already got the tech or however, you know, you put it, the coding to be able to easily add it for them. Is that what you're saying?
Directly, indirectly, you're also helping us because you are giving us a model that which is out there. It is a real business that you're doing out there. Mm-hmm. So if we have 10 other different midterm rental properties are a similar or a hybrid version of yours, then we would not be doing rework of this entire work. We're actually basically copy pasting of that. And that's where, and I think every business when you start always need to have a base, and that base is what we've seen. So your question makes sense. Like, we did a lot of things great for you, and I'm glad that I hear from you that you feel it's great. But exactly, that's right. And we have a subscription model, and the whole idea is for a business size of your like yours, or who is in a growing stage, they shouldn't be paying for a huge subscription without even using the actual requirement of those things. That's where we come in. And that's why I think people, when we talk to them, it makes sense to them.
Yeah, because you know who, so like somebody like Hostfully, like they keep calling me, right? And I'm like, and I was telling him, I'm like, no, you know what? We actually ended up getting like a custom company, or like a company that made this custom for us. And right now I think we have 150 properties on our platform. And I told them, you know, what I was paying. And they're like, oh yeah, we definitely can't touch that. But like, because a lot of them will have a price per month per property for the management.
Per unit, yeah.
While you're building it up front, but that, you know, and I know there's a lot of heavy lifting, but I guess at some point where you make money is when you're not having to make as many changes because you've built out the program, and then it's just a monthly continuous piece, which I think we would pay anyways with Hostfully or Hospitable, I think it is, and a few other ones, because we had looked into that. And the more properties you have, the more, you know, the, I guess the better price point you get, but it's definitely still costly.
Yeah. It's definitely your price per unit capita is going to go down, but you're going to be getting into a different tier. That's possible. Let's say you get into a 300 plus unit, then you probably have another per tier to be purchased. That's somewhere that comes in, but then still as the overall, when you look at your per unit capita will be going under $1 for sure.
Yeah. Under $1 versus I think it's like between, I don't know, off the top of my head, depends on the company, between 9 and 20 per property per month. Right. So it makes a big difference if you're, as you're scaling and as you're getting more, and you can do it with, like you said, with short-term, midterm, student rentals, room rentals, long-term, like basically any type of property.
Any type of property. And then in terms of having room rentals or short terms, or we also have things where you should be able to control what's happening inside the property through this platform as well. Let's say you have five different people living in different rooms. They're not talking to each other. Things like small things. As an investor, you would know for sure, taking out a garbage. It's a very simple task, but that's something which is very, could cause serious problems to the property. Like if the garbage is not taken out of a particular week and the next week it overflows, the neighbors complain, city comes in, different issues. And I've seen that happen in the past. So things like that out of our operations is that, you know, those things which the homeowner or the investor need to manually do a lot of things, those are things that we have automated so that they can focus on continuing on their, either their full-time job or continuing buying a new property, et cetera. This will go through and they will have a good idea about what's happening in their property. And we kind of gamified the things inside the property so that it's not really redundant or a lot of tasks for the renters itself to do it on a daily basis. So that's where, you know, the unique part comes in.
And I think you can add, correct me if I'm wrong, like Liam, our director of ops, is much closer to the stuff, but we're adding a contract. So we're adding our contract. So you can add a lease if you want to add a lease to the back end, get electronic signatures. You can actually get payments. I think you're set up through Stripe, but there's a few other ones. So you can do payment processing. Like you essentially can create your own platform and it doesn't have to cost thousands. It really doesn't. So it's just a matter of, you know, looking at and seeing what the needs are. Because there's different needs depending on the type of property that you have. And then there's different lease agreements. But like, it's just a better way to just get organized when you're still small, but you don't want to be paying, you know, $29 or whatever it is per property per month just to get some automation. And I think, you know, again, I haven't worked with every single system. I've tested a few of them, but I think your capabilities are more because you can actually customize based on the needs.
Yeah, but I think it's a good point that you mentioned about the pricing part too. Like for you, it's credit card payments would work. Some people is heavily on interact payment from the tenants, you know, and when you have, let's say, 100 doors or plus, you're basically getting at least 100 payments plus, depending on how your payments are. We automate interact payments for people based on the requirement. It's not required for you, but it's required for different business. So we do that. You know, we have a rent reporting system. If people want to do it, I mean, as people pay their rents get reported and then they build credit as we speak. A rent guarantee program, which we partner with single key. If required, it's already up there. We didn't have to rebuild the wheel. It's already out there. All we have to do is make a platform which people have access to everything. Like you said, you're also using ours to have your marketplace part side very active. So in overall, what I'm trying to get to say is that we're not just trying to build a property management software. The idea is to create an ecosystem where you rent a property, wherever your requirement is, you should be able to use it from all the way from finding tenants to managing and maintaining the entire process. Is what, you know, we're trying to, that's sort of the vision that we want to get to.
Very cool. And the other thing I like is that you can put it on the person's website, right? So like you're helping us with putting it on our midterm site. So it's not like they have to go to a separate site altogether.
No.
You can embed it in there, right?
100%. That's the white labeling part where it should be coming as an extension of your own branding. We just are going to be the backend provider for everything. Ideally, you're not doing anything. We're the one who's doing everything. Although you're giving the inputs, but then it should look like as your own custom branded software, where that gives, you know, branding wise for your own company and also for your renters, et cetera, and understanding that we're working with a legit company and not someone who's trying to rip off money out of us.
Yeah, no, that's good. So what's the next step for Hailtail? Like what's the, you know, what are some of your goals? Because you're also an entrepreneur and a business owner and you wear many hats, right? So what are some of the goals that you have for the company?
And now we're going to take a quick break to hear from one of our sponsors.
Have you considered the benefits of buying real estate west of the GTA? Hi, I'm Jamal Rahimtula, a trusted resource in the real estate industry. In this episode, let's explore why investing in properties outside of the GTA can be a smart move for your portfolio. The Greater Toronto Area has long been a hotbed for real estate activity. but the rising prices and intense competition can make it challenging for investors to find value. That's where looking west of the GTA can open up a world of opportunities. One of the key advantages of investing in areas west of the GTA is the potential for lower entry prices. As demand and prices rise closer to the city, neighboring regions often offer properties at more affordable price points. This affordability can allow you to diversify your portfolio and increase your chances of higher returns. Moreover, these areas are often characterized as emerging markets. As cities and communities expand, new infrastructure, amenities, and job opportunities arise, driving growth in the real estate sector. By being an early investor in these regions, you position yourself to benefit from the potential appreciation as the area develops further. Another advantage of investing west of the GTA is the possibility of capturing the ripple effect. As demand spreads from the core urban areas, surrounding regions can experience spillover effects, leading to increased property values. By strategically identifying these areas poised for growth, you can capitalize on this trend and maximize your investment potential. Additionally, buying real estate west of the GTA offers lifestyle benefits. These regions often provide more relaxed environments away from the hustle bustle of the city, whether it's picturesque landscapes, access to nature, or a tight-knit community. These factors can attract tenants, contribute to long-term rental income, and property appreciation. So if you're searching for untapped opportunities in the real estate market, consider looking west of the GTA. As your trusted advisor, I can help you navigate these emerging markets, identify the right properties, and create a strategy that aligns with your investment goals. If you're ready to explore the potential of these regions, follow me on social media at JAMILRAHEMTULA or give me a call, 289-401-1566. Let's discuss how investing west of the GTA can be a game changer for your portfolio.
And now back to the show.
Definitely growth. Like we initially, our first focus was rather than growing quite out loud, we wanted to build a basic product which makes sense and adds value to people. That's where the phase we are. So right now we're definitely, you know, a growth phase. Right now we're growing our sales. We have got some fundings from people. So we're sooner or later, we'll be looking for some funding for faster growth. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be there. And then we're also starting to work with a lot of real estate investment groups and coaching groups, which is another way of wrapping the same product because we're not doing anything different there. Essentially, like I have a group of, in the US where there's a group which kind of helps people to invest in different, like how you do it, for example. Mm-hmm. And those are all fresh out of the boat people where this group will be able to offer a custom branded software to those people who are trying to start out and learn them, teach them to start in a very systematic way rather than starting crappy. So that's a new way of, you know, getting out in the market and getting with different people and different use cases as well. That's where we are. And definitely, like I said, you know, I'm trying to create that ecosystem to get maximum number of people to know about it and find the value. And every single people that we work with is a learning. It's a whole learning curve for us. And my whole idea is that, you know, you learn stable and grow so that mm-hmm. you don't have to think about pivot. Yeah, your base is strong, then you don't have to think about pivot. Because pivot is, it's real, but I try to avoid that as much as so that I've done that in the past and I don't want to make that mistake of what I've learned so far again. So that's the whole goal right now.
All right. Very cool. I'm thinking that you can probably get a big chunk of the market share of all the other, you know, management software companies out there that are costing thousands of dollars to create or $20 per property per month. So, you know, you definitely, but even like, even paralegals, right? Paralegals have a database that they probably need something on, property managers, investors. I mean, like you said, coaches. There's so many applications because it really can, you know, be created. Where can somebody find out more information on those capabilities?
So we're definitely, first thing will be our website, yaletale.com. We're also very active in social media, Instagram, LinkedIn, our Twitter as well. And I myself try to be in as much events of real small business or business events and tech events out there as well. But yaletale.com or Anesh Parayal, which is my LinkedIn, I'll be active on LinkedIn most of the time. So any questions or anything that I can help, may that be through Yaletale or not through Yaletale, anything that I can come in and help to grow your business, I'll be happy to help. It's always a pleasure to work with people and, you know, understand what journey that I've been going through and I've been through. So if something that I'm familiar with, always happy to help and help people grow. And some of the things that I'm also doing is, you know, like I said, I'm trying to get my foot in the water for commercial real estate. So one of the things that I'm doing right now is, you know, talking to a lot of people and learning. And while I do that, I realize that, you know, if I can learn at the same time I can teach someone else, that'd be great too. So I thought, well, the inspiration from you, I would say, like, I thought maybe having a podcast, maybe not for the listeners, but if at least one person listened to what I want to say or what I learned, and he or she is in the same phase as mine, and he understands, then that's something for me, that's a value for me. So I'm trying to set up a podcast, you know, actively talking. That also gives me motivation to talk to more people, because then I'm talking to people in different, you know, market in different ways. So that's something which I'm working on, a side project for personally for me. So that's going on as well. But, you know, speaking to you or, you know, being part of the event is a great inspiration as well. Like, I don't know if you remember, me and you, we met at the last Collision conference last year. That's the first time we met, and Allison was there with you. And then she was talking about your podcast and your activities in real estate. And I, that night when I came back from the event, I was like looking up Sarah Larby and saw, like, all, it's like, I want to be associated with you, or, you know, be part of your network, et cetera. And obviously when you Google search, your videos comes up because you have podcasts running for thing. I was like, I definitely want to be, you know, part of that event or podcast, or I want to be part of your ecosystem. But yeah, that months down, look what we're doing right now. So when I said initially, pleasure to be here, I definitely meant it.
That's funny. And you know what? We saw Hailtail at one of the, I think it was the Entrepreneur Small Business Summit.
Small Business, yeah.
Yeah. And then we, like, and I was telling Aisha, I'm like, we have a technology problem. Like, we really need to, like, hype, like, get better on the tech. And you guys were there. And, like, it was like, and I don't know if I just don't remember, like, the whole Collision thing or, like, you know, but we pieced it together because I think the timing made sense as we were, like, building the midterm business and we needed to really fix our technology piece. And it was like, it was a no-brainer. And then, yeah. And then the Ripen thing, I mean, that's gold.
Yeah, that was a small business event. I still remember it. That was the time where I was on the stage making a presentation on this, and I saw you walk by, and I was like, I cannot get up and jump off the stage right now because I'm in the middle of something. And my partner was there in the booth, but you went straight there. And when I came back, I was like, yeah, we spoke to her and it's going to be good. So I was like, perfect.
That's just funny how that works out, because we were specifically looking for that day. And then I think it was Roshan. He was like showing all the capabilities. I'm like, oh my God, that's what we need. And I'm like, we're like, can you make this? And he's like, yeah, anything. I'm like, okay, we got to talk. And then the pricing is just like insane. I was expecting it like to be like thousands of dollars. And I'm not going to say, I'm assuming I'm grandfathered in because we probably started working with you like early on. But, you know, it's very reasonable.
I mean, we can still upgrade your subscription to $1,000 if you wish to.
No, it's all good. But it's, no, I'll tell you, it's actually shocking. And I get how you're going to make money. It's going to be in the long run as like with the monthly stuff. But there's a lot of heavy lifting in the beginning, just like any company, I'm sure, as well.
Yeah, I think so. Value is what I look for first thing. If there's value and there's a business coming out of it, I think it would eventually make money for sure. If not, it's just, that's just my policy that I kind of follow and like to follow that. So, and glad to hear that you're finding the value that I'm looking to sell you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like I was sold when I was like looking at all the capabilities, and then we're like, can you do this? Yeah, sure. And then we're seeing it, and it's like, anyway, so we're launching. I don't think it took too long, but we wanted to just get everything onboarded. I know Liam, like, updating all the properties, putting them on the platform. That was us on our end, just because it takes time. But everything that we...
I can talk about a real use case. Like, I was someone who was looking for a property in Burlington. I was sending your initial link to them, and in the mobile, it was kind of a bit of hard work to find the property or search, etc. And then last week, I sent her another link again with our things. That is like, but this makes a lot more sense, and it's so easy to find which property and what property is about. So that's right there is a customer testimony for you, saying that it makes sense to, because you have a lot of properties there, and people need to. So it's a great service, to be honest, I would say. Mm-hmm. And that's why I talk about you guys almost. This morning, I spoke to someone from Africa. And I was talking about your services to them. It's like, you should just check it out. He was looking for a house in Peterborough, and you had a property in Peterborough right there. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you should check out them. It's great for you. And you might be reaching out, but then, you know, having that visibility, I think, elevates any business. And that's the key element that you eventually want to go through with.
Yeah, absolutely. And somebody listening to this right now that has a side business, real estate related business, I think if you have like maybe one or two properties, it may not make sense. But I think once you have like five or more, this makes sense to, you know, to really
That's work on exactly why we get people to use the software for free if they have under two properties. Exactly what we want them is they want to use this and then they should be understand the value that how structured they can grow. And we want them to grow to 3+, or 4+, or 5+ property. So if you're having under two properties, you're free to go sign up in hailtail.com and you should be able to use the entire software for free. Obviously, it's not going to be custom branded, but then anywhere you're getting into a portfolio size of 20+ or 30, that's when you are looking to your custom branding style. But until then, you have very even flexible planning or subscription starting from even from up to $30 per month. So nice. Someone who's in a small scale too, we definitely help them out. And, you know, because they might be coming in for a specific requirement for either accounting or managing the renters, et cetera. For them, it doesn't make sense to pay huge money. They should be focusing on how they can fast to scale the business.
Very cool. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Anash. Really appreciate you coming on the show. And guys, check out hailtail.com. But check out Midterm Rental Properties as well. By the time this airs, we should have our back end. And again, there's always going to be little things that we want to tweak and fix along the way, but it is looking really good. I'm super excited, you know, and we've got 150 properties there. We're trying to get it to 5,000 and the following year, 10,000. And like, when I look at it, like, you know, a platform like Airbnb from a short-term standpoint has, you know, 7 million listings. VRBO has 2 million. So I don't think 5,000, 10,000 is unrealistic. We want to be that platform for midterm, you know, globally. So that's where we're striving for. And that's why we need, you know, Anash and Roshan for helping us really create that platform that we want. But, you know, if you're a long-term renter or long-term, sorry, not renter, but long-term property manager or student rentals, there's definitely going to be some good applications, different applications, and feel free to reach out to Anash. So Anash, thank you so much for being on the show. It was a pleasure having you on. And Anash also comes out to our investor and entrepreneur event. So if you want to meet him in person, check out midtermrentalproperties.com. Go to events and come out to one of our networking events. And Anash and his team is the regular attendee as well and a partner there. So you can definitely get to ask him more questions about what your needs are.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me again, Sarah, and a pleasure having a chat with you.
Thanks very much.
Thanks so much for listening to Where Should I Invest with your host, Sarah Larby. Make sure to listen in next time. We'll catch you on the next episode of Where Should I Invest?